to KDWA FM 97.7 AM 1460. Welcome to another edition of Talk Real Estate, brought to you by the Realtors of Edina Realty of Hastings. We have in our studios today the very brilliant, the very lovely, the very talented, the very hardworking, well, can only be Christy Lundby Hill. How are you today?
I am doing great. How are you, Dan?
Good, good. Are you enjoying the summer that is now here?
I know. It's hot and it's summertime and it's going fast, though. It's just crazy how fast it goes, but that's all right.
Isn't it? Yeah.
It's good.
It is. Well, we're right in the midst of a Rivertown Days weekend, and yes, you folks had a... Well, it really went to what, Wednesday night, clues?
Yeah, Wednesday night, I guess, they found it.
Your clues? And
the medallion hunt, yep.
Where'd they find it?
They found it in Lake Isabel Park under the flagpole. Like, I guess there was a flap or something around it, and it was under that.
Really?
So, yeah.
That's neat.
Yeah.
So I'd like to be able to find it sometime, but I can't.
I can never figure out the clues. I can't win it anyways because I work there.
Right.
So I've never looked, but I keep seeing friends that are out looking and they kind of come to me like I'm supposed to know where it is. I'm like, I don't have a clue. They're not going to tell us.
Yeah. Is it a fair statement to say that you folks don't even know who writes the clues?
Or? No, I don't. I used to know.
Okay.
But then that person, they have had to go to different people over the years.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's interesting. That'd be interesting sometime to see what it takes to write them because they are real tricky.
Yes, they are. I heard they were pretty tough this year. I mean, there was something about a bell, and so everybody was looking around town for Bell Isabel Park.
Oh, okay.
So there was, they're tricky. That's tricky because you're thinking bells, school,
well,
your
schoolhouse
school
church
area,
or something,
you know, or somewhere where there's a bell, you know.
Yeah.
So people think that, but it can be a little tricky.
You bet. Well, it's a lot of fun, though.
It is.
Do you know about how many years you folks have been doing that?
I've been at this office 24 years, and so it's been all those years. So I know it's been quite a few before that. So probably 30, 35, I'm guessing.
Wow. Yeah. That is really neat.
Yeah.
That is really neat. Well, how are sales, in real estate this week?
They're moving. I mean, it's nice weather, and people are out, and, you know, especially first-time homebuyer houses, which nowadays go all the way up to 300, those are moving pretty darn fast.
Really? So that bar is being raised as far as price, huh?
Yeah, we're seeing, not every, but a lot more first-time homebuyers are skipping the whole, like, townhome or smaller first home, and they're just jumping up to a little bit bigger.
Hmm.
Or prices are up, you know, at that too, but it's kind of like, wow, they're going, I've had several first-time buyers buy about a $300,000 house, and I'm like, wow.
That takes a good credit rating and a good job.
Yes, it does. And usually two people.
yes, as a first-time buyer, you bet. Any houses that you want to talk about?
Oh, we've got a new listing coming up on Pine Street, a nice rambler on a lot and a half.
Hmm.
And that is going to be $249,900. And I'm thinking I'm having an open house Sunday after the parade, probably like, gosh, I'm trying to debate on what time. I'm thinking 2 o'clock.
Okay. So you folks are going to be in the parade again this Sunday. You guys always have a nice float in that. Are you going to be on
that?
Yes.
I've been walking it for years. And
that's what
every year I do it. I even walked it when my daughter was an infant, like 6 weeks old, and I carried her.
yes, you did.
It was a cooler day, so I could do that. But I was way behind everybody at Edina Realty because everybody kept stopping me to see her, and I was talking to people, and I just couldn't walk as fast. So,
and Nick and I am seeing it for, of course, cable. So we'll see. Yeah, we've been doing that for decades, so it's a lot.
Well, and my daughter's walked it with me every year, except last year was her first year. She went on the Jan School of Dance float and danced with them on, and she's going to do that again this year. So I miss her, but my son said he'll walk it with me. Just
so
I'll have someone.
Good. Well, let's switch over to our topic of the week. But before we do that, Christy, how can folks get a hold of you?
My cell phone is 651-216-4676. Our office is right on the frontage road by the newly renovated library, so you can come over and see us, or you can go to edinarealty.com and look up agents, look up Lundby or Hill at the Hastings office, and you'll find us.
Okay. Or you can just call the main office, 437-2121, and ask for anybody on the Lundby Hill team.
Yep.
Our topic of the week, and I'm just amazed by this, the importance of having a local full-time realtor. It astonishes me that people still, in this day and age, especially the litigious society we live in, still try to sell their home by themselves. I would be willing to say that it's the paperwork and the legalities involved nowadays compared to what it was even 5 years ago are, you know, just...
Oh, yeah.
I mean, to me, it is well worth having a full-time realtor, local realtor on your side. In full disclosure, you've sold and we've bought homes through you, and you've made it a very, very, very pleasant experience. And I couldn't imagine doing it alone. I think what would scare the bejeepers out of me is the disclosure stuff. You're getting into some real legal. I mean, you could lose a lot by not doing that the right way. And you folks know exactly how to do it.
Well, it's not just the disclosures. It's just, especially first-time homebuyers, they don't know what they're doing.
Yeah.
They have no idea, and they're not comfortable.
People that have done it before, like us, it's even because it changes so much. Yes.
You know, I mean, I have some good friends that ended up buying it for sale banner, and they, you know, were totally comfortable with it. And then afterwards, I don't think they did an inspection. Because afterwards, they've had to change out furnace, air, appliances, a lot of extra expenses that they didn't incur because it was a friend, somebody they knew, and so they didn't want to have hard feelings. So you got to work for yourself, though. I mean, this is your biggest financial investment in your life. You have to do this and make sure that this is not a personal thing. You have to do it to your own benefit because it really costs them quite a bit. You know, and it's also hard because sellers selling their house have personal interest. It's really hard to take that personal feelings out. If a buyer was buying it and had an inspection, you got to deal with them on issues that come up. One of the biggest things we're having issues with is radon. And most buyers, when they call an inspection company, the inspection companies are really pushing them to have a radon test done. And we're seeing close to half of the house is high.
I think you actually save money by having a realtor.
Yeah.
Because if you don't, somewhere down the line, you would think you'd get attorneys involved. Well, I can guarantee you that, in my opinion anyway, that that's going to cost you more than a realtor in the end.
Yeah.
If something happens to that home, whether you bought it or sold it, there's going to be some sort of litigation going on.
Yeah.
And I would say if I was selling my home, like when we sold our home, but we used you, how would we know that we've got the right price?
I think that's the biggest thing that I see. We've recently had several different transactions where one was somebody who I'd been showing him houses and he found a for sale by owner, somebody that he wanted. And you know what? It was the right house for him. And I'm never going to stand in the way of him buying a house just because I don't get paid.
Mm-hmm.
So I tried to help him through it. And this seller, you know, I'll be honest, I, you know, she ended up paying us something to do paperwork and facilitate this and help him because he doesn't want to do this himself. He doesn't have a clue what he's doing, you know, and we're still dealing with inspections and things. And it's going to, you know, there might be some issues that we're going to have to deal through on this. But you have to know that, I mean, I think that if that seller had had it on the market, she probably could have got $15,000 more in price. So I really feel that she underpriced it. But that's what a lot of these do is they think, well, I'm not paying a realtor, so I'll lower the price. Well, how is that benefiting the seller?
Yes.
Isn't the whole purpose of trying to save that money is to get the dollar that it's worth and you save the money? Instead, she's just giving a good deal to him.
You know, that makes sense. And what happens in a case, let's say that I have you hired to buy a house for me, and it's in the seller is an owner.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't it still that you'd have them jumping through all the hoops because you'd want to make sure?
Yeah, I made sure she had a disclosure filled out for him because she didn't have anything like that. I made sure he's doing an inspection on the house, you know. So I'm making sure that he's protected, you know, because we don't know if things that were remodeled were done correctly, you know, because there was some remodeling done. But, you know, I think that people go into it with the wrong perspective that, well, I don't have these extra fees, so I can just sell it myself. And that is where it comes down to. I mean, I've seen several people just put their house on Facebook and go, hey, I'm going to sell my house. Anybody looking? And I know somebody who sold one like that, and you know what? They sold it way under what it was worth. And I'm like, oh my gosh, why would you want it, all the headaches and not know what you're doing and all these things and go through all the work yourself? When you could have had it on the market and got multiple offers and probably netted yourself more. I think statistics show that actually they net less money than if they'd had it on the open market.
Right.
Yeah.
Take the realtor's costs out of there and the whole bit. And they really haven't made, they've lost money.
It's tough. Wow. There's another one that we just sold, and our buyer found it on Zillow. And this realtor, he's actually a licensed realtor. Who the seller knows, right?
Okay.
And she had him listed because she knows him, but he didn't put it on the MLS. He just put it on Zillow because he's not a part of our MLS.
Ugh.
He's got his license held somewhere. He's charging her a full commission, and he underpriced it again because he doesn't know the market. He doesn't sell many houses, and we sold it. And our buyers are ecstatic because if that had been on the MLS, there would have been multiple offers on that thing. That thing was underpriced. Huh. You know, and it's unfortunate for sellers that get almost taken advantage of because, you know, if I were to go into some other city with some poor seller who had no idea what the value of their home was and just say, well, let's try this, and it's way underpriced, I mean, what kind of justice am I doing for that seller when they could have got $20,000 more, you know?
Wow.
I mean, it's, yeah, that's sad.
The reality of it is they've lost a ton of money.
Yeah. There's another one that I currently have an offer on, and they've got like three offers on it, listed by one of those little dinky out-of-town companies, underpriced again. And we're like, wow, this is, you know, on acreage, and this house is equivalent to this price of a house in town. This is, you know, they're not even adjusting the price for the acreage on it, and I'm like, wow. So it doesn't shock me there's three offers. We still found out if we're getting it on that one, but we wrote a darn good offer, so I'm hoping so. But you know, there's just a lot of people that don't really understand the importance of having somebody who knows the market, knows what the pricing should be, and can get you top dollar, you know, and the things that we do to help them to get it prepped so that they can get top dollar.
Where does that concept come, or that idea come, that, well, if I do it for myself, I'm going to save some money?
Time.
I mean, where are people getting that? It's not their field of expertise. They don't know. You folks are the experts at what you do. You get the most money. I mean, you are working for the buyer or the seller, whatever, but either way, you're looking out for their best interest.
Yeah, protect a lot of things with that can go on. I mean, you know, I've also seen people that had some neighbor or somebody who wanted to buy their house, and they had a house to sell. So then they got stuck in a contract with a contingent offer, and their house wasn't selling to buy theirs. So then they had to, you know, they wanted us to list it, and we're like, you've got a contingent offer on it. We're kind of, you know, and then when you go and tell somebody what their house is worth, I can't tell you how many times, if they know somebody who might want to buy it, they drop the price because they're not paying a realtor, all the time. And I just am like, why would you do that? You're just giving the buyer a great deal. Isn't the purpose of you doing this yourself? I mean, you're going to take on the headaches so that you make more money, but they don't. It's very common they don't. And if they try to get top dollar, but they're not putting it out there on the MLS and the market, they don't always get top dollar because they don't get it out there to all the people that we do. So it's just, there's things like that, and it's you know what? Just talk to somebody who knows the market. That's my best advice.
Mm-hmm. And that's a realtor. And how can folks get a hold of you?
My cell is 651-216-4676. You can email one of our team. Just go lundbyteam@edinarealty.com. Lundby is L-U-N-D-B-Y.
That's simple. Or you can call the Hastings office at 651-437-2121 and ask for anybody on the Lundby Hill team. What else is going on in real estate? I mean, the lesson learned today is, and I still don't understand why people want to even try to take that on by themselves.
Well, I mean, I get it if they have a friend or somebody, but you know, you don't just cut the cost. I mean, you're doing, and then they don't know what they're doing. Mm-hmm. And it's difficult. And some people can do a great job at it, and I applaud them if they do, but there's some that are really undercutting themselves.
Do banks then put those sellers under more scrutiny as far as the reports and the stuff?
They don't check over things. They just need a paperwork. So,
okay.
You know, I suppose the buyer's bank might want to make sure all the paperwork and things representing the buyers, but they don't check over disclosures.
Okay. No. So they figure it's between the buyer and the seller, and good luck on that one.
Yep.
You know what? And then you sell it to your friend and you start having some issues that they may not have known about, but an inspection would have pointed that out, and all of a sudden they're not friends anymore.
Yeah. Ooh. There's a lot of things. It's complicated nowadays.
It is. How's real estate? Is it really picking up, do you, in your opinion?
You know, we had a slower spring than I was used to, but that's because the weather was so weird. And so I think the spring market started a little late, and sometimes it slows down a little bit in the summer, but I haven't seen it real slow yet, so that's good. We usually get a little lull right before school starts, the week or two before school, and maybe the week before and the week after, and then it picks up again right after school starts, and sellers are like, okay, let's get going and let's get in before Christmas, you know, so then it starts picking up again. So, I mean, it's always busy. It just goes up and down a little bit, but it's pretty steady.
Mm-hmm. How would you say the value of homes are today compared to when the
crashed?
Big recession? Yeah, recession. Have they recovered, do you think, in most cases?
In most cases, yes. When I, you know, think of, you know, it's easier to go into a very easy house that is, there's many of, so you know the price range. Like, for instance, a townhome development where they're all the same, pretty much. Their prices are pretty consistent. So if I look at the townhome developments and what they're selling for now compared to what they were in the height, they're pretty close to it right now.
Okay.
So might be even a tad bit over what the height was.
Okay.
So well, it's come back.
It's finally come back.
Yeah.
Well, Christy, thank you for joining us today.
Yes.
Before you go again, how can folks get a hold of you?
You can call my cell at 651-216-4676 or email me at Christy Hill or Christy Lundby at edinarealty.com. Christy is C-H-R-I-S-T-Y.
There you go. Or you can call the main office again, 651-437-2121, and ask for anybody on the Lundby Hill team. Again, our realtor today, Christy Lundby Hill from the Lundby Hill team. If you want to give Christy a call again, it's CHRISTY 651-216-4676 or 437-2121.